This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls here toll free at 855-450-FREE. The police in California caught playing what has been described by one of the officers as a game where they take your pictures from your cell phone, especially if you're an attractive young female, and then trade them around the department. And I'm talking about the California Highway Patrol, which is a fairly large department. I don't know how many officers they have, but I'm guessing it's in the thousands, maybe the high thousands. Hard to really say. There's probably a few thousand at least for all of California, which is a very big place. We know at least one officer, Sean Harrington, aged 35, has been playing this game. I found some of the other texts I was looking to see. You know, what did this guy say? Because the attorney for the young lady, or one of the young ladies who was one of the victims in this case of having her pictures, her privacy violated by this officer and having them shared among the department, there were some alleged texts that were sent between Officer Harrington and another officer, sort of describing, you know, how excited they are about these photos. I've got some of those details here. Then the story about the Femen protesters attacked by the police in France. We'll give you more details there. Maybe you don't know what Femen is all about. We can share that with you. The toll-free number is 855-453. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And you can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Story from sfgate.com about this game that the California Highway Patrol has been caught playing. You really need to ask yourself how many other departments are playing this game. Because, you know, cops in the California Highway Patrol talk to other cops. In fact, the allegations in this case were that they were sharing them outside of the CHP. So it likely got to other police officers who probably shared them with some of their buddies and their departments. You've even got police who connect online. I mean, we've talked about how copblock.org, which is a site that I'm a big fan of, how copblock.org has become very, very popular on Facebook. There are over 1 million likes, which places them higher up than a lot of police fan websites where a lot of cops hang out and the cop lovers tend to hang out. So it's not like the connections of the police ends at their physical connections in the department. They also get online and they connect with one another online. So really, you know, when a cop in the California Highway Patrol takes your photos, it wouldn't surprise me if they ended up in the collection of a cop in Florida. Just because of the way, you know, things work today with the internet. You know, they spread around the school when people take sexting, you know, photos at their school, and it spreads around to all the students on campus. You better believe it's going to spread beyond that when it comes to the police. Story from the SF Gate, San Francisco Gate. Sean Harrington, 35 years old. Again, we told you he shared photos with other officers. He said he had done the same thing. This is the officer admitting he had done the same thing to at least six other female arrestees in the past several years, say authorities. After taking their photos, officers would share pictures with one another and exchange comments about each woman's looks. According to the district attorney inspectors, Harrington said he first learned of the practice while working in Los Angeles, describing it as a game. One alleged victim was a 19-year-old woman, identified in court records only as Jane Doe No. 2. She had been involved in a DUI crash in Livermore on August 7th. The woman had two photos of herself in a bikini taken from her phone as she was undergoing x-rays after being in a crash. So not only are these cops so callous and, you know, uncaring towards these people that they're arresting and dealing with, they're not even just taking photos from pictures of the people they're arresting. They're taking photos from people who are involved in disfiguring accidents.
But when they say involved, does that mean that she was the perpetrator?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
And to me, it doesn't really matter.
I mean, agree. It doesn't
it's
really
even more callous. You got a woman laying in a hospital bed.
I would agree.
And you're trading around pictures of her in a bikini.
I hear you.
Yeah, well, there have also been cases where police have been found to be passing crime scene photos around.
Oh, so yeah, gore
photos of people's corpses.
Not a surprise there either.
Well, that one I wonder about, because to some extent you have to be, as a police officer, is this training, right? Is this sort of unsanctioned training? Because as a police officer, you have to be ready to see some horrifying things. And so therefore you are going to, you know, I mean, are the older guys preparing the younger guys for the kind of things they have to deal with by seeing these pictures? I get how you can look at this in both ways, but as a fireman, I've taken pictures of fires that I've been at. I'm not celebrating this person's bad fortune. I'm saying, oh, look, I was here, this happened.
Well, you know, I'm not as offended by that, Rich Paul. I mean, if cops want to share crime scene photos around, gore pictures or whatever it is that floats their boat, that doesn't bother me so much. I mean, I don't think that in a lot of cases, a lot of crime scenes are public. You know, they're out in public. They're public accidents, things like that. I mean, you know, it's not something I'm into, but at the very least, you're not violating someone's privacy. Unless you are violating someone's privacy. Let's say something happened inside a private home and photos are being shared around of that, which could reveal certain information or whatever about the occupants who may still be alive. That could be a little bit more. I think if they were sharing photos of someone who hung themselves inside their own home, that person didn't necessarily want to have a public hanging. They hung themselves in their closet or something like that. I think that's a bad taste. But I wouldn't get upset.
But if they're sharing it with other police officers is what we're talking about here. And, you know, the police officers,
that's not where it ends. I mean, they may share it with their buddies.
They may.
So, again, I'm just saying I'm not as offended. Are you? I mean, the idea of sharing crime scene photos versus nude photos of victims and things like that.
Not as offended, although I would imagine that some of these victims' families would be upset.
No doubt about it. Absolutely. So taken from the phone. Okay, so here's some of the texts. This is what Mr. Harrington had texted to a fellow officer in the California Highway Patrol after he apparently got a hold of these bikini photos of the woman who was involved in a DUI crash. Quote, taken from the phone of my 10-15X while she's in x-rays. 10-15X refers to a female arrestee, as in a 10 code, 10-15.
Okay.
Hazelwood, in this is the other
10-15X.
Yeah.
So a 10-15 is a prisoner.
Okay.
But what's the X mean? Is that?
I don't know. 10-15X refers to a female arrestee.
Maybe it's for the chromosome?
Yeah, it may show that it's a female arrestee.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, maybe it is that.
Hazelwood, the other officer, responded, quote, these are text messages, no effing nudes, says the affidavit.
Mm.
Holcomb wrote, so they've got an expectation. She was 19. How dare she? She's a millennial. I mean, how dare she not have nudes on her phone?
This is an outrage.
They were expecting this. They got a phone off a girl in a DUI accident. They figured she'd have some naked pictures.
Law enforcement officers in this country have rights, and you ladies better pony up.
Let's go to Pete. He's in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Pete.
Yeah, okay. I saw that in the paper. That made me mad when I saw it. I prayed, you know. I prayed against these animals, you know, because you know what? Back in the day, we used to hang these kind of people for this treason, or we used to throw them in jail for a very long time for that. A lot of southern states, honestly, they do. They don't tolerate this. California and a lot of liberal states do. But if you go to some states like Texas and whatnot, and like Wisconsin and different ones, the red ones, you're a cop and you do something bad enough, they're gonna prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. So
where? What the hell world are you living in? Where do you think they're gonna prosecute the police to the fullest extent of the law? Texas?
Of course, they do it all the time. If you do something,
you don't know what you're talking about.
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
No, you don't know a thing about what you're talking about. The police are corrupt as hell everywhere, Pete. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's where Barry Cooper, the former guest on the show, Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com, he was living in Texas, and he crossed the police there, and they came after him hard. Not a damn thing happened to the police in Texas.
Well, I don't think you can pick a state and say that their police are, an area as wide as a state and say that their police are better. But I think you can find better and worse police departments across America and around the world.
Yeah, but to say that one place is going to have these paladin cops who, if those cops did anything bad in their department, they're going to go after them hardcore.
To suggest that the Republicans are going to hold law enforcement officers to a higher standard than the Democrats, I think is optimistic.
And of course, Pete, who has called the show before, he's right there. Within 15 seconds of us taking his phone call, he's advocating hanging somebody. Well, I mean, that's this guy's solution to everything. Look, it's bad what these cops did, but they don't deserve to be hung for it. And I don't even think it needs to be prison time. They just need to pay restitution to the victims.
I was amused by I say a little prayer against these people. say a prayer against someone. Which Christianity are you talking about? This is the one I was taught.
All right, we'll come back with your more. I guess a few more text messages that these police officers were sending to one another about what could be your naked pictures. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. We're also on Skype at username lrn.fm. We're coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight in studio, you've got Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And we've been talking about the police, the California Highway Patrol, specifically some of their officers trading around nudie pictures of young ladies, typically. And they, of course, getting them from their cell phones when they have arrested them. Or in one girl's case, when she was in the hospital after a DUI wreck. You know, they just decided to start trading around her bikini photos. But also, they were disappointed that the young lady did not have naked photos on her phone. How dare she be 19 years old in the millennial generation and not have...
Not be so foolish as to have naked pictures of herself on her phone.
Well, what a prude. So we'll get into the rest, because there's a few more text messages worth sharing here from some of the officers in this case, or in more than one case, actually. This was Jane Doe number two they were referring to. Originally, we were talking about a 23-year-old woman who did have some nudes stolen by these officers, and I have a sneaking suspicion that these officers in this game is just the tip of a very perverted police iceberg.
Whether we like it or not, you're going to have certain legal documents in this world. So whether in pretty much every circumstance when these documents are filled out by an attorney, they're going to cost 10 times what they're going to cost. If you go to LegalZoom.com and fill out their, what they've got, questionnaires, you know, they ask you questions, you give the answers, they spit out a form for you, and it's great. Now, they're not attorneys, but they were started by an attorney, and it's LegalZoom.com, and we can save you 10 bucks off your order. If you don't have a will, you need a will. They also have trusts and patents and trademarks and bankruptcies, disability benefits, DUI, DWI, LLCs, not-for-profits, whatever it is that you need, they've got the forms for it. LegalZoom.com. Save some money and save 10 bucks off your order with coupon code FTL, LegalZoom.com.
All right, so we'll continue here. We'll get more of the story about the perverted cops. But first, let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We've got Mark on the line, listening in St. George, Utah, to KZNU. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, well, down here, you've talked about the case that we had a number of police officers showed up at a dance and had to shut that down. You know,
that's correct. They had to because there was dancing happening. They didn't shut down, apparently, the entire party. They were allowed to continue the party with music, just were not allowed to dance.
You know, it's a big, oh, the permit was approved. No, it wasn't approved. No, it was back to whatever. You know, there's also a case in this town that they have a code enforcement group that goes out and enforces the code. And they've gone onto people's property, and they've made multiple, you know, liens against properties for such a simple offense of, like, you've got four tumbleweeds and you can only have three. And now they actually go onto private property to see this.
Yep.
They
Basically,
and then they find the offense, and then they fine you, and now you have, you know, a limited number of days, and a lot of these properties are rentals, and they have made a buttload of money. And there's actually a lawsuit of people here in the city of St. George about this issue of how code enforcement all of a sudden thought they were cops, and they were out making money just like the same racket cops.
One of the guys in code enforcement. One of the guys here in Keene.
I'm sorry to talk over you. Go ahead, sir.
No, I was going
to
say, one of the guys here in Keene who's a code enforcer is a retired police detective. So for him, it's like being back on the job. He's investigating code violations now.
And basically, these municipalities allow themselves to allow themselves on your property unless you say specifically they can't come. So basically, it's like a vampire or something like that. Well, it's the opposite of a vampire.
That's true of anybody. Like any property which is not.
I'm sorry.
Portion of what they find.
Wow, the I don't know if it's the case.
Hey, man. Well, they don't.
Is that
work
true?
The city. They work on a contract. Hey, bring in the okay.
Really, they're commission paid code enforcers. That's verified. That's not speculation.
We're finding that out.
That's crazy.
We have undercover police officers and undercover vehicles issuing traffic violations.
Rich Paul, what were you going to say there?
They look like any other car, and then they pull you over with no markings or anything, and that's against state law. But they're still doing it.
Well, they do whatever they want to do until they finally get called on it.
Yes,
Paul, you were going to say?
Yeah, I was just going to say I had an opportunity to throw a code enforcement officer off a piece of property in Grafton one time.
How'd that go?
It was very satisfying.
Did he have to leave?
Well, he did leave.
From my understanding, if you put a no trespass...
In Utah, we have a town named Grafton in between here and a town called Virgin.
Mark, thanks for calling tonight, man. I appreciate your story. It's crazy, and it wouldn't surprise me if that was happening in other places. But, wow, commission-based code enforcement, that's a new one. I've never heard that one before. I mean, normally, you know, the department gets the money, but to actually pay the officers a vig.
I've seen these tumbleweeds on TV, but I haven't really, like...
Seen one in real life?
Yeah, I guess I haven't experienced that. You're only allowed to have three of them on your property, not four.
I don't know if he was making that up, but... Maybe he wasn't.
I got the feeling that was apocryphal.
I thought that he was literally saying that, tumbleweeds come, tumbleweeds go, but you've got to, if you get more than three, you're going to get a fine.
Yeah, so if I actually at one time, Rich, when I owned the property that we're doing the show from before it was given to the church, gave a no trespass order to all of City of Keene employees, including KPD, unless they, there's obviously the way they get around that is to get a warrant. But if they don't have a warrant or they haven't specifically contacted me to arrange a visit for some reason, like, if I need to have them come on the property to do an assessment or something like that, then obviously we can waive the no trespass. But I actually did send them one of those, and ever since, old Fred Parcells has kept his butt off the property, which he's the former cop that is now the investigator, one of the code enforcers.
Yeah, he doesn't meet with me much anymore. We used to sit down, have lunch, that kind of thing. But I get to see him out and around every once in a while. And I think it's just your stuff that has made it so that he doesn't like to talk to me anymore.
You think so?
Yeah.
Who knows? Anyway, that's one way to deal with it. It will, from my experience, it does have some effect to send a notice to the city saying, you're now on notice. You and all of your agents, please, pass this on to whoever you need to let them know, don't be coming on my property at this location. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. So we'll continue with your calls and then more dirty texts from the police, the pervy cops who are sharing maybe your cell phone photos. If there's a cop who's ever been handling your cell phone and you don't have a password on it, there's a good chance that your pictures, whatever they might happen to be, are floating around the police networks out there. Let's go and continue. We've got Kyle on the line in Texas via Skype. Hello, Kyle. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian. Thanks for bringing me on. I appreciate
it. Go for it.
Okay. I was reading on ChristopherCantwell.com a story apparently that he and I have been keeping an eye on, which is the Free Domain Radio's use of DMCA against a fellow YouTuber. And apparently Chris Cantwell put on his website today the complaint filed by the YouTuber in question, who her alias is True Shibes, that was filed in a federal court in California. And this is just a huge scandal I've been keeping an eye on for the past month.
Stand by. Maybe you could bring us up to speed on the latest. Stefan Molyneux, for our listeners that don't know, he's a fairly well-known within the Liberty Movement circles guy.
He might be the most prolific, successful media producer of true Liberty.
Yeah, I don't know. He would certainly like people to believe that about him. More coming up here.
A lot of videos.
855-450 freeze the toll-free number. Free Talk Live.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, where we'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype in at username lrn.fm. Corrupt cops. In this way, not just your typical corrupt cop story of police being violent, police threatening photographers. These are the most common. We see a lot of the corrupt cop stories involving that. In fact, you can go to photographyisnotacrime.com anytime you want, and there's always some fresh story of the police trying to oppress the rights of, videographers or photographers. No shortage of those stories, but you don't get the sex cop stories, like the horny cops using their power to threaten girls into getting naked or having sex with them or giving them a, BJ or a hand job or something like that. You don't see those as often. That doesn't mean they don't happen that often. It just means that, as you were pointing out earlier, Mark, that the victim in those cases, the girl that the police was using their power against, threatening them, is likely to just stay quiet. They're likely to just do what they're told to do and then never talk about it because, those cops are scary and who knows what they might do to you after that. Besides, they let you out of the criminal charge, so you're probably feeling okay,
Yeah, right. In many cases, you might be.
I mean, if it was a felony, you know, if they had you for drug possession, or you know that you've got caught with two bags of pot, and you would have been charged with selling marijuana, you know, you could have been looking at 3 to 7 years in prison. I'm not saying it's okay what the cops are doing in those cases, but it's understandable why we don't hear about those stories quite as often. Well, it's still happening, though.
It's a value proposition, right? Like, so getting out of a charge, whatever that charge is, a violation to felony, is worth something. And it's worth something the world over. And the sex act is worth something. That's why they have hookers. So if you feel like you gave something that was worth less than what you got, then you're happy about the value proposition.
So we can talk further about that. I've got some more of the quotes from the police. They were texting one another what they thought of the girls' pictures that they were confiscating from their phones or copying. I guess not confiscating. Apparently one of the cops actually sent the photos from her phone to his phone. So he wasn't even bright enough to pull them off the SD card directly to not leave a trace. That's likely how he got caught. He had the girl's phone and then sent the photos over the phone network to his own phone, to his phone number. So,
wow.
Not so bright. Let's go to Kyle. He's in Texas. Talking about, Kyle, you brought up Stefan Molyneux and the continuing drama. We had some calls about this. I don't know if it was like a month ago. It seems like it's been a few weeks. Where there was some fallout around the Stefan Molyneux group. Some would call it a cult of personality. And some of the former followers of Stefan Molyneux were coming out and speaking out against him and speaking out against some of the sort of cult-like behavior that was allegedly going on. One of the YouTube channels that was critical of Stefan Molyneux was a YouTube channel called True Shives. And now apparently the lady who was running True Shives, previously she was anonymous, no longer is not the case. Now she's public. She has come and filed a lawsuit against Stefan Molyneux and his manager. And that was what you wanted to comment on tonight. Go ahead.
Yes. In fact, it was filed in the United States District Court for the Central District of California, because that's where True Shives' lawyers are. It was about a week ago, approximately on October 24th of 2014, and it says right on the first page, Jay Raven, an individual, plaintiff versus Stefan Molyneux, an individual, Michael DeMarco, a.k.a. MMD, an individual.
That's his
as
manager.
Well as, and as well as John Doe's 1 through 50 inclusive listed as defendants. And it does have a demand for jury trial. It's very interesting. It's not very long. It's only about 16 pages or so.
How do you, so before you go on with your analysis of this, because I'm interested in, since it sounds like you've read it, I'm interested in hearing that. How do you sue somebody who lives in a different country? I mean, Stefan Molyneux is Canadian, from what I understand, and this lady's in California. I don't know how that works. Is it just one of those things where, you know, if he doesn't respond, the court will rule without his input, and that, you know, if he wants to, he should come down and respond, that kind of thing? Does anybody know how that works?
I do not. I can't imagine how you do it.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead there, Kyle.
Well, let me add a correction. In the actual complaint, Jay Riven, who's True Shive, she's actually from Texas, interestingly enough. Her lawyers are in California, so they filed it where they were, in federal court. But there's many different things that are in this fairly short document. One thing that was kind of mentioned was the fact that Raven, True Shives, was basically arguing that her use of the audio content, mainly Molyneux's podcast, fall under the fair use doctrine, which is pretty typical and is found within U.S. copyright law, as well as the fact that, unlike Molyneux, who does solicit for donations for his material, because he does put a lot of work into it, and you can tell, especially like the video presentations.
Yeah, it's incredible stuff.
Yeah, it is. In the alternative media, it's in some ways it's unprecedented in a good way.
Yeah, and I think that he reaches a lot of people that would otherwise not be reached with this stuff.
Yes, and they're very well put together and all that. The point, though, is that Molyneux does solicit for donations because he does put quite a bit of work into it, whereas Jay Raven, True Shives, she did not solicit for anything as far as I'm aware of in terms of that, and that's mentioned.
So there's no profit.
Right, and usually if you go back further, I mean, I'm not sure how you guys feel about intellectual property, but the original presumption for that, if we're going to go kind of more on constitutional grounds, was the assumption that one person should not profit from someone else's intellectual property. But, of course, that doesn't even count here. So the problem was, for those who don't know, Free Domain Radio basically filed a DMCA claim over YouTube against
the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. They used – They used a copyright mechanism in YouTube to take down this lady's channel, which was basically full of videos were critical of Stefan Molyneux. And they later on apparently accused her of having doxxed their listeners. This lawsuit says she had nothing to do with that. That was not her channel that did that. There was like a second channel that was involved in doxxing that had nothing to do with her. And so they were essentially – she's saying they libeled her, right?
More or less. I mean, the way she did it, and for those who don't know, the way that she did it, she made her videos, she would mainly stick to his podcasts, and then she would include on screen usually a picture of Molyneux, mm-hmm. but also partial transcripts so you can read along at certain sure. points, and then she would source it like, you know, podcast number like 1112 or something and include the date, and she also included timestamps, so like 1 hour 15 to like 1 hour 17 or something. So she was very precise.
It was documented, well documented.
Yes, and usually in terms of her criticism, I don't think she ever recorded anything herself. I think she was mainly using his own statements against him in a manner of speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So any claims of copyright, genuinely speaking, if we're talking in a not an abusive sense, it was very kind of hard to make that stick. But unfortunately, that's what happened. Her channel got taken down via the DMCA notice through YouTube. And then now she's a plaintiff filing in federal court against Free Domain Radio.
Yeah, I think that –
good for her.
I think Stefan – well, I don't know. I want to know what happened. I want to find out. But I think what – probably Stefan's going to find out here is that this is the reason we don't employ the state. No matter how attractive it can be, is that it often will backfire on you. Because in this circumstance, she used some of his material, but she wasn't profiting from it. So what's going to occur? I don't know. These laws go the way they want them to go. What I hope doesn't happen is that Stefan Molyneux does not stop producing really great content, but takes an opportunity to learn from, what's occurred. Look, we all make mistakes. The thing is about us who live out in the open is our mistakes are out there. In the open.
Yeah, but it's good to apologize, right? Like, if you've made a mistake,
you have to learn that. Well, you have to learn that you're wrong first.
Right. I don't know if, I don't think that's happened in this case.
Well, I don't know enough to know what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah,
no,
well,
it's a fuzzy claim. Hold on, wait. It's wrong to use copyright to take down a critic's channel on YouTube. I think we can all agree on that, right?
If you speak out against copyright, that's for sure.
I think it's wrong, period, to use copyright to take down a critic's channel. Go ahead, Rich.
Well, I mean, from a legal point of view, it sounds to me very much like fair use,
mm-hmm.
because one of the appropriate uses of copyrighted material is critique.
We'll come back with more here. I don't know if you have more to summarize, Kyle, but you did read the whole suit?
Yes, I did.
All right, stand by. If you've got more, hang on. We'll bring it back here. 855 450 free. Because I read some excerpts, and there was some pretty disturbing stuff in these videos that that he had taken down, some of his own comments. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at VistaPrint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to VistaPrint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's VistaPrint.com. Promo code 8989.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. Or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. GetTheTea.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here. Bring up anything you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share with you. You can do it all for free, unlike those other talk show hosts. Many of them want to charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month. Ours is free. You'll probably get more for free at freetalklive.com than those other sites will charge you for.
ISIS crisis or more hype? AnnieWar.com has the answers. AnnieWar.com has the facts. AnnieWar.com has the readership. What AntiWar.com doesn't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media. All AntiWar.com has is you. AntiWar.com's staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay. They're committed to keeping the website up with the best of the worst of all the bad news. But they can't do this for free. They can't do it without you. They need your donation. Please go to AntiWar.com and donate or call them today. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin. AntiWar.com/donate, because war is the health of the state.
We've got Kyle in Texas. He's on the line via Skype and telling us about his assessment of the lawsuit that's been filed against Stephane Molyneux, one of the more popular media producers in the liberty movement in general. He sort of went off the rails, at least for me personally. There was some concerns I had had over the last year about some of his content that he'd been putting out there, namely that he was naming some of his podcasts The Truth About and then, you know, several different topics. And it just makes me nervous when somebody claims to have the truth about anything. And he was claiming it left and right, up and down, about all kinds of different things. So that seemed a little weird to me. But then there was some disturbing news that came out about some misogynistic statements that he was allegedly making. And I decided to pull the plug at that point. I actually pulled the plug just before, meaning that he has a podcast, and that podcast used to be on LRN.FM, which is the streaming audio channel that I program. And I removed his podcast from that channel as a result of some of the things that I've been hearing. And then this news comes out that he had used the DMCA, which is the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, that he had used the mechanism that YouTube had created to allow people to file a complaint against a video on their system saying, hey, this violates my copyright. And then they put a mark on that video and or possibly take down the YouTube channel. And when that news came out, I thought, wow, I mean, this has really gone crazy. I mean, it was bad enough for him to say things that are offensive, but now to actually use the state to come after a critic. In this case, he's using the power and the violence of the state to come after a critic while he's apparently said on the air that he doesn't support intellectual property, that he actively opposes the idea of intellectual property, which makes it even more, you know, hypocritical for him to use this. Now, some would point out that it was his manager who actually filed the DMCA complaints, and both of those men were sued by the person who owns the YouTube channel that ultimately was taken down. But when asked about it, obviously, you know, if your manager does something, you're going to come to you and say, hey, did you authorize this? You know, when asked about this, he didn't disassociate from the manager. He didn't apologize and say, oh my God, I can't believe the manager did this. No, he made excuses for it. And Kyle is with us here because now the YouTube channel in question, True Shibes, the lady who owns that channel, or who owned it, because it's gone, she has now sued both Molyneux and his manager. So do continue with your analysis, Kyle.
Sure. This reminds me very much of what happened to the folks who ran RonPaul.com, if you folks remember that.
Yeah.
When Ron Paul himself filed those two different parallel cases under the WIPO, the World Intellectual Property Organization, which is ironically a United Nations agency.
Yeah. Now, by the way, Ian came out and, you know, made all sorts of fuss about that, too, just so folks don't think that Ian's picking on Stefan's particularly.
Right. But this is very much like that. And I think what it really comes down to is, in a sense, how do I put this? I've read most of Stefan Molyneux's books, and I guess you could say I'm a donator because I donated money that I didn't even have because I believed he was genuine about his work. But and, you know, it's kind of a problem, too, because it's one thing when he was first talking about anarchism. And then he kind of switched more into peaceful parenting. And then a little bit later, he was promoting Bitcoin a bit. I think what happened was that he really had his jump the shark moment once he started getting into the so-called men's rights movement. Hmm. And now this is pretty much probably the straw that broke the camel's back with this attempt at censorship vis-a-vis the DMCA.
Well, I think he's very good at getting, you know, more viewers, more listeners. He's a stay-at-home dad, and this is his business, and I can understand why he's gone from one place to another. I get the same feeling. I haven't followed closely enough to agree with you or disagree with you on that, but you know, when it comes to he's been extraordinarily successful. There are no heroes.
He was able to quit his job.
Ian right? loves to use the term super activist, which I think it's pretty close. He'll say this person is my hero or whatever, but he won't call anybody a hero. And there are no heroes.
I call people heroes. Absolutely.
There are no heroes.
Rich Paul's a hero of mine.
Well, yeah.
Russell Canning's a hero of mine.
These people all have things that you can point out in their lives they've done wrong. I'm sure Rich can list off a litany of them. I don't know what they are.
I'll probably not do that on the radio.
Yeah, it's best if we just
you
avoid
want to hear my confession, we can do that in church.
But you know, you don't look to there is no liberty, Jesus. You know, I mean, he's just not there. Stefan Molyneux is a content creator that tends to agree with, you know, people in the liberty movement with their ideas, and I think he's great.
I don't think there's a lot of people who would disagree with the sort of misogynistic views of this man, and I think that they're very disturbing. There's an excerpt here from this suit that I'm concerned about reading on the air. Like, I would like to read it on the air, but it's so explicit. I have a concern about this, about reading it, so I'm actually...
Well, I've said explicit things we can't say on the air, too.
You've said them off the air, or you said them on the air, yes.
Well,
I
said them
that.
Off the air, and we couldn't read them on the air.
Right, so I'm kind of disturbed by what I'm reading here in this lawsuit. We can link to the suit itself on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, so you can obviously make up your own mind. And these are only a few excerpts from what were multiple videos that the critic lady had on her channel.
Now, there were over 70. There were over 70 she did.
Yeah, now it was my understanding that somebody had copied those videos and then they ended up on a different channel. Do you know if that's true?
At least two or three that I've been able to find, yes.
Okay, so not all 70 were copied, only like a few of them?
I think the 70 were the ones that were saved. I think she made a lot more.
Hmm. All right. Any other stuff, you know, highlights from this case you want to share?
Sure. Last thing I'll say is that I think when we're evaluating the, I guess you could say, the alternative media career of Stefan Molyneux, I think the fairest thing to say is that you're very much looking at Ayn Rand II. There is definitely a rise, there's a popularity, and very much with Ayn Rand, there's also a fall. But even after that fall, I still think there's still going to be something resembling a positive legacy, even despite, admittedly, the lack of restitution and so forth.
Well, he does have a large library of what are mostly useful, I don't know if mostly, but there's a lot of them that are useful videos and audios about the ideas of freedom. It's just that, unfortunately, as you said, he jumped the shark, he went off the rails.
He basically created the whole concept of, you know, or at least promoted it largely enough. I don't know who created it, but basically created the idea of the concept that countries are, human labor farms.
Tax plantations.
What's tax plantations?
Didn't he also coin the gun in the room? Was that his?
I think so.
Right. I mean, these are powerful ideas that he has brought.
It's ironic that he grabbed for the gun. That's what brought him
down.
That's
the problem with the gun.
Well, okay, let me play devil's advocate for for a moment. If I'm in general opposed to intellectual property, I'm strongly opposed to patent. Mm-hmm. My feelings are a little bit middling on copyright, and I'm actually in favor of trademark because
I'm there.
You know, claiming to be somebody else and marketing a product as if it was that person's product.
I don't have a problem with IP. I have a problem with government enforcement of it. Go ahead.
You know, there's a couple things here. For one thing, Ayn Rand was mentioned. People always say, well, Ayn Rand took Social Security, you know, and therefore she was a hypocrite. And I don't think that's necessarily the case because, you know, Ayn Rand did take Social Security, but, you know, she didn't get to live in her ideal world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had to live in the world that she was born in. When she was in Russia, surely she had to interact with the government in ways that she didn't want to. But, you know, if they're going to take your money, I don't see anything wrong with taking it back.
Yeah,
by the
not.
Same token, I don't think that you're necessarily being a hypocrite if you published a copyright work on why copyright is a bad idea. Because getting...
I feel like that's hypocritical.
And the reason that I say that is you may say that copyright is a bad idea because authors should get paid for their work in this other way,
mm-hmm.
whatever it may be. Well, if that other way doesn't exist and you need to get paid for your work, then you have to publish it in the world you were born
in. He's managed to make a living. He managed to, Stefan Molyneux, and thank you, by the way, Kyle, for the call. He managed to make a living off of his publishing, and mm-hmm. you know, he did it through donations. He never had to charge anybody for, you know, up front.
That kind of talent can return, and I hope all the best.
There's more coming up here. He's going to have to be humble, eat some crow, and apologize, and it doesn't seem like he's interested in doing that at this point. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up here. Hour 3's next. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body.
body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.